Political advertising in the age of COVID-19. Think of this moment as the calm before the storm. From American Public Media, this is Marketplace Tech, demystifying the digital economy. I'm Molly Wood. The COVID-19 pandemic has decimated digital advertising, but that may actually be good for some political campaigns. Online advertising is way cheaper right now, and that makes it easier for candidates to get in front of voters, many of whom are a captive audience while working from home. That could give a boost to independent candidates, but it could also mean that online ads are way more accessible to bad actors looking to spread misinformation. For right now, though, according to Marketplace's Kimberly Adams, our political reporter in Washington, no one's really running any ads at all.
It is usual at this time in a campaign for political ads to kind of drop off, but almost no one has been running any ads. Everyone's worried that because all anyone wants to consume online is either things that make you happy or things related to COVID, there's not really much return on investment, even if you do take advantage of these cheaper ad prices to run a political ad.
Who does that end up benefiting, if anybody, in the short term? I mean, it sounds like that could be a big boost to incumbents.
Absolutely. Because fundraising is so hard in this environment, anybody who's trying to sort of get into a race or maybe relatively unknown or is, God help them, trying to get media attention in this environment, this makes it really, really challenging. So they're campaigns and even advocacy groups that maybe wanted to do a ballot initiative are having to balance out whether or not they want to take advantage of these cheap digital ad prices or if they want to just wait and hope that things open back up again and then maybe try to run ads later. That said, I was speaking with Tim Lim of Lim Consulting Services. He's works with a lot of Democratic candidates and groups here in D.C. And he was saying, well, if there ends up being a second wave of infections, as many are predicting, in the fall, that's sort of at the peak of when you would have those ads. Mm-hmm. So what do we do then?
Hmm. But even though candidates might not be buying a lot of digital advertising right now, for the moment, isn't digital kind of the only game in town?
Right. And in many ways, the lockdown is freeing up more resources for these campaigns to spend on digital. And so instead, they're investing that money in digital outreach, whether that be online phone banking or doing polls because people are stuck at home and they're going to answer the phone, or developing new digital ads and, you know, working on their targeting strategies. So that money is going to be spent. It just won't be spent in the ways that it usually is.
Right. And so we may find that what we end up with is a super digital campaign.
Right. If you got tired of seeing political ads during the primary, if this really gets going and there is an opening for political advertising, it's going to be a lot.
And then there is also this question of digital advertising and its effect on misinformation. And so I wonder if it's cheaper. A lot of people are online consuming information. Does that make us more susceptible to messaging meant to polarize us? Does it make disinformation that much more accessible to parties who would want to do harm?
In any case, if you make it cheaper for bad actors to get their message in front of people, of course it increases the risk that that misinformation is going to spread further and faster. And I think that's why you're seeing sort of an increased crackdown by these social media sites and people who are really active in this area about consumer awareness of this issue. And so as we get further along into the campaign, you can absolutely imagine that people are going to exploit the strain that all of these systems are under to get messages out there that are either untrue or at least stretching the truth quite a bit.
That's Marketplace's Kimberly Adams in Washington, D.C. Forbes has a piece this week noting that this had already been kind of a strange year for political advertising, since the winter saw huge amounts of spending, especially by Michael Bloomberg. So between the pandemic and expected spring drop, ad spending overall, not just online, peaked at $21.5 million a week just before Super Tuesday, and then dropped to around $5 million a week by the end of April. You can find a link to that story at our website, marketplacetech.org. And now for some related links. First, on misinformation, not a hopeful story. Facebook on Wednesday announced the first 20 people who will be on its independent content moderation board. The company says the board will have the authority to make rulings on whether content should be taken down from the social network's various properties, which also include, of course, Instagram and WhatsApp. Side note, this also potentially takes such messy decisions conveniently out of the hands of CEO Mark Zuckerberg. The members of the board include law professors, a human rights advocate, a journalist, a libertarian think tank VP who advocates against speech restriction online, and absolutely no one who specializes in online disinformation and propaganda. Not one. So, on the plus side, they say they will totally think about adding one of those people in the future. And here's what else we're watching in tech. Online advertising is confusing, especially programmatic advertising, where basically computers do all the buying and the selling and the targeting and the following you around the internet. An entire ad tech industry is built on programmatic advertising. And according to a new report by PwC and commissioned by the Incorporated Society of British Advertisers, sometimes when things are hard to understand, someone's maybe getting ripped off. The study found that when big brands buy digital advertising, the publishers of those ads, and those could be newspaper websites or Facebook or Google or any ad-supported site, only get about half the money that the brands actually spent. The rest of the money goes toward fees to ad tech middlemen, and according to the study, fully 15% of those dollars cannot be accounted for. No one knows who gets it. Now, people have known this was a problem for a while, and you can imagine that at a time when anybody who's not Facebook or Google is kind of desperate for every ad dollar they can make, this study is going to have some impact. In a Financial Times story about the piece, a representative for the Interactive Advertising Bureau, which lobbies for the digital ad industry, said, sure, ad tech is complex, but, quote, it's not a dark art. And then he said, it's important to a free and open ad-supported internet. And I'm just saying that if you have to say your dark art is not a dark art, that's because it's a dark art. I'm Molly Wood, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM.